right, Charlotte is the highest maintenance anchor interview subject I think we've ever had. And I think one of the reasons we consider such an anchor is because, well, it's a pretty lame premise for even being interviewed in the first place. The fact that she sees being nude as some important expression of her personality.
Freedom somehow, yeah.
And so she's got some website, whatever. But we've set up the interview like four times, and something always falls through. It's been on our end a couple times, but it has been on her end as well.
Yeah, a lot. Charlotte G, yeah.
In fact, I'm having trouble getting a line out as we speak. There we go.
Hello?
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike Show, WRIF in America.
Hello, you all right?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You can call me on my landline if you want.
Oh, God, we love cell phones, but I don't know. Are we ever going to get you back, though?
Yeah, I'm right at home now. I'm sat by the phone.
Anchors away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, fire away. Anchors away. Go ahead. What's the number?
It's
01484?
Yeah, 54.
54.
Yeah.
Yep. Anchors away.
Okay, we'll dial that up.
Okay,
thanks.
Talk to you in a second. Become nude. Become nude for us. It's a $10, so it's
This chick is just a born anchor, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's been declared the highest maintenance interviewee ever.
That's it.
Ahoy, matey. She's a pirate.
Tongue wash thy poop
She's
deck.
She's got a friggin' anchor like a pirate.
Completed as dialed.
What?
Please hang up and try your call again.
Oh, my what God. Oh, you anchor. Anchoress. She's an anchor sore. Come on, anchor sore?
Not funny. Anchor sore.
It's funny. Come on, give it up for anchor sore. Please.
I like it. I like it.
Thank you.
Hello?
Charlotte.
Hello.
There you are.
Ah, finally.
How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. Tell our fine listeners the reason for your desire to be nude.
It's just good fun. It's just good, clean fun. And there's nothing wrong with nudity. I think there's a big misconception that it's a really bad thing, and it isn't. It's just...
Now, what's the wildest thing you're likely to catch on that site? Because that's what, you know, guys walking around with woodies are thinking about. Gee, what am I going to see? Am I going to see her with another girl? Am I going to see her with a guy? Or am I just going to see her getting into the shower?
Yeah,
or what?
Some hot solo action? Or
no, it's not. It's not a porn site. It's just it's just up to nude level. I'm not going to do girl stuff or anything like that. There's plenty of websites out there doing stuff like that, but not on mine.
No,
tasteful stuff.
Well, but how can you compete with the chicks that do girl?
Because I can.
Because you can? Charlotte, now, are you completely, totally nude on the site?
God, you creep.
Now, do you show everything?
No.
You double creep.
Oh, you don't show everything?
No.
So, are your legs ever apart?
No.
What?
So
Charlotte, how are you going to compete with anyone?
Yeah.
The web is a place full of skanky, hardcore skanky chicks.
I mean, we want poopers.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Can I just hear you say pooper? I just want to hear what it sounds like.
No.
Go ahead, say it. Come on. Say it.
No.
All right.
Mike has grossed out a nude model.
So
he's done it again.
do we at least see a full frontal where we can see a triangle down there? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you shave, by the way?
No.
No?
Oh, you're not?
Not at all?
All right.
Yeah, keep trim.
Okay.
Keep it nice and trim.
No, it's really funny. You're a model, I guess, right?
Uh-huh. I'm a photographer.
And you're doing a nude website, and this is to express your sexual freedom, yet there's nothing, it sounds like you're really sort of reluctant about this. I mean, there's nothing remotely sexual.
It's not purely about expressing my sexual freedom. It's just about that I've got no hang-ups about being nude. It doesn't mean that I have to do open legwork.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got a hang-up about open legwork.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it open legwork. That sounds so sterile, so business-like. You know, like something on there. Have you ever done any open legwork?
It's like upskirt.
Yeah, I know. I don't care how bad my life gets. I'm not doing any open leg work. But listen, it sounds to me if you want to express yourself and express your freedom, what better way than to have your knees drawn up onto your chest?
Stop it.
It's just a thought.
Well, No, I don't think you need to do that to express your sexual freedom. I don't have to show everything.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel freer that way?
I think she ought to be. I think you ought to be a little more wide open, and Mike ought to be a little less kinky. You guys should meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, because I think if you're wide open, then we can kind of look at that from a philosophical standpoint and say that your views are wide open. You're wide open.
Yeah, what a load of rubbish that is.
Now, you sound to me like you're just somebody who's trying to make a lot of money on the web without really giving anything up.
Well,
it's true.
No, this isn't just about me being naked.
What's it about?
It's about just appreciating beauty.
Appreciate beauty.
Boring.
Well, I could appreciate a lot more if your legs were way apart. Yeah, well, I can appreciate it, I guess, the way it is, I guess.
Well, no, it's just that Charlotte, we talk to people who, they do some really wild stuff on their websites. Now, I would never suggest that anybody do something they're not comfortable with, but I'm just thinking that, you know, with people doing some of the many things, and there's a myriad of women and beautiful women doing stuff on the web, that to be competitive, you might have to do a little more than what you're talking about.
No, I completely disagree. It's not about how much you show to express yourself. I think that's complete.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean to express yourself? What is that supposed to mean? That's a real generic term.
This website is about me as a person. It isn't just about me getting my kit off.
But what's in that for me? I mean, I don't care.
Men out there who appreciate women who just are just in the naked form. You don't have to see my tush for them to appreciate beauty.
Uh-huh. But this website sounds like it's all about you. I mean, it's you, you, you. That's all you seem to care about.
What about us? Is that what it's supposed to be? Is you, you, you?
No, I didn't say that. You know, superbeauty.org isn't just about me. Superbeauty.org is about a collection of websites throughout the world of lots of beautiful naked women.
Uh-huh.
But if you're talking about my personal site, then that site is about
you,
me.
You, 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 that's all you care about.
Of other women, other girls who are also naked.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, what's your website specifically? What's its address?
CharlotteG.net.
CharlotteG.net.
Yeah.
And, what do you look like? How about that? How tall are you?
Yeah.
I'm 5'9". I've got dark hair. I've got hazel eyes.
I'm surprised she even tell you that.
I know, yeah.
You have a nice rack?
Yes. B.
A B, okay.
Nice pert B's?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Do you have nice nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, she's loosening up.
Yeah, she is.
Before your very ears.
That's right. And how much do you weigh? You're 5'9". How much do you weigh?
120 pounds.
Wow, that's
light.
Nice.
Yeah, that's women lie by about 15 pounds. So what, you're about 135?
No.
Earth weight?
Earth weight. Earth weight.
Really? You're not lying?
I'm not lying, no.
No, I don't know. I think women have a hard time with weight. I don't know why.
They
it just seems like
right.
they just have a hard time reading scales. I think there's something in their genes.
Yeah. Women have a hard time reading scales and with
anything
the weight
over 120 is
so
blurry.
Much advertising out there to say that you must be thin. You must be thin.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Does it cost anything to go on the website?
No, but there is a member section where there are more pictures.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now, are those pictures a little more invasive?
No, they're not.
Why would anyone pay? Why is somebody going to pay to see pictures of you just standing there not showing anything or doing anything?
Such a Philistine.
A Philistine?
Yeah.
You're the one that's nude. I'm not nude on any website. I'm just saying.
Honey, if you want to go and see porn, then you go and see porn, but you don't have to see
No, 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 listen.
Hey, you're the porno head. You're the one that's nude. I'm not nude anywhere, and I don't need to see anybody nude.
Now, you know
what? We get email from people every day who are doing all kinds of wild stuff on the web.
And
so
that's great. That's entirely up to them.
Just to make it clear, though, being completely naked, say, for example, being on all fours, perhaps pulling your butt cheeks apart, hey, that's not
That's
not pornographic. That you're just expressing
your standpoint on what you deem to be pornographic, isn't it? Because it's what people deem to be indecent. So it depends whether you think that's indecent or not.
Huh.
Well, I'd say it's pretty decent, if you ask me.
People are willing to do so much on the web that the more you're willing to do.
It's entirely up to them, but a lot of people who come to my site appreciate me just for what I do, and they don't ask me to do anymore, and it's something that I don't feel comfortable with, and they don't want me to do anymore.
They want you to do more, Mike.
Yeah.
To tell her,
oh yeah,
tell
no, believe
to,
me,
to live in the modern world.
Believe
come
me,
on,
yeah.
Up.
Today's
the coffee.
Like, yeah. Well,
I don't know what you got all these hang-ups for.
Yeah.
Like that, then you get stereotyped.
Well,
stereotyped, but you're nude anyway. I mean, you're gonna get stereotyped. Type for that anyway, so why not to go ahead and do a little more? Oh, not as much? Yeah, I guess not. I don't know.
I just think that people would absorb your message a lot better if you were completely nude, totally nude. The nuder you are, the more the message gets through.
Well, can we agree to disagree then?
Well, I find myself going, why isn't she more nude?
I know.
Why isn't she doing something? I forgot what the message was.
The nuder you are, the more I get it. I will compliment. I will compliment your nipples, however, because we are looking at the site, and when they're erect and hard as a rock, they are quite substantial. Very nice indeed.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed. Very nice.
That seemed like a reluctant thank you.
No, not at all.
Now, do you have any tattoos on your body?
I do. I've got a dragon on my back.
A dragon? Now, why did you put
gross.
A dragon on your
looks
on your
like
back? What? Let me see. Hold on. There's the dragon.
Yeah.
Wow,
looks like...
that's a big dragon. Jeez, is that a phallic symbol or what?
No.
No?
What's is that? Oh, it's a target.
A target.
Is that a target?
No, she doesn't do stuff like that.
Okay.
When did you get the dragon? Tell us the background of the tattoo, because it's a big part of your appearance.
I got it
when
about
gonna
4 years
get it off,
ago
more
now.
Importantly.
4 years
about
ago?
2.5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, and why'd you decide on the dragon? You just went in there and...
I just wanted a tattoo, and it took me ages to choose one, and I chose that one. But afterwards, I found out that I was born in the year of the dragon, and I'm quite fiery, so...
Wow.
It fits quite well.
Yeah, you are quite fiery.
Yeah.
Now, so how about some more dragons? Why don't you have more dragons on you? You only got one.
Just the one. One's enough for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have flame, maybe perhaps down by your pubic region? Of course, then you'd have to. Of course, you'd have to photograph that for me to see it.
How about some gargoyles? A gargoyle on each breast, maybe something like that.
Yeah, that'd look really attractive, wouldn't it?
No, I would like it. I think it'd be hot.
Really?
Well,
there's a whole new website.
Yeah, just do it and let's see how it looks.
Gargoyles on the.
Wait, I heard that.
What? Pardon me.
I said, there's a whole new website there for you, then. You could market a new website with girls with gargoyles on the
top. Hey, you never know.
There you go. You've got a new career.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give out the website again. There's a lot of people who are excited about this dragon tattoo.
CharlotteG.net.
I'm reading the email. People are saying they're looking you up and they're digging you.
Cool.
Yeah, people are asking, is it okay to send you a photograph of their erections?
No.
No?
I've seen enough already.
No? No.
Hey, Charlotte, somebody's calling here. Hang on, let's take a call. You're on with Mike. You there, Mike?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
You're on with Charlotte, Mike.
Hello. Oh, hold on. Let me turn down my radio. Hang on. Hey, Drew, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. I love you guys.
All right.
Cool.
Charlotte?
Yeah,
I totally dig tattoos. I heard about the dragon one, and I was wondering if you could get one with like an arrow pointing down at your vag that says "Enter here." I'll hang up and listen for your response. You guys rule.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Charlotte, what do you think about that? I don't know. He's making a pretty wild suggestion.
Not for me. You're nude on your website, are you?
Oh no, we are not nude on our website. We don't want to bum anyone out.
No, but if we were nude, we'd be in really hot guy-on-guy behavior.
Yeah.
Penetration?
Absolutely, all the way.
Yeah, guy-on-guy penetration.
Yep. Did you want
we did, about 5 years ago.
He
we had it up there for a couple days.
He wants to send you some photos?
No. I've got a good imagination.
Oh, it's really hot. I can't believe you don't want photos.
I know you would dig it. You'd masturbate furiously at the sight of it.
Really?
I'm sure of it. Yes, it's a fact. Charlotte, I'm telling you, you'd love it.
Wow.
Cheryl, let's take one more caller here. Mark, you there?
I wanted to talk to Drew and Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Can I talk to Drew and Mike?
Yeah, it's us.
Oh,
you're on the air.
On the air.
You're on the air, Mark.
Long-time listener. I think it's about my fourth time calling.
Great. Okay.
I checked out the site. Nice pictures. I just have one problem, man. That bush is got to go.
Oh, you want
to
lose
that bush to the curb, Charlotte.
Charlotte, why don't you lose the bush?
Yeah, Charlotte, you got to get rid of that, man. If you need some help, I got to raise it.
Why? Why have I got to get rid of it?
Because it's dirty.
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 Yeah, there's a perception, I think, with a lot of American men that bushes just have to go. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know what that is.
Not a full bush, though.
If I see
it's only hair at the front.
If there's one hair, I'm puking.
I don't shave. I don't shave my whole bit.
So I don't understand why our caller isn't hanging up and listening for our answer.
With that bush.
Why is our caller staying on the line instead of hanging up and listening for our answer?
I'm going to hang up and listen. I just knew I had 7 seconds to hear myself. So bye.
All right, caller. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, yeah, he's out of there.
Okay, Charlotte. Well, yeah. You can see the audience has some pretty sophisticated ideas about your work.
Yeah, very sophisticated.
Charlotte, I think what it is the younger folks out there, they tend to like things pretty smooth, pretty bald, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then you've got the older guys out there that like the, which today is referred to as the retro bush, you know. But we understand you keep it trimmed, so everything's wonderful. I mean, I'd like to see it with a little more detail, just so I can make sure the trim is adequate, but that's all right.
Sick.
I understand it.
Charlotte, come out the website again.
CharlotteG.net.
CharlotteG.net.
All right.
Hey, it's nice talking to you. Good luck with it, and hope that your self-expression gets you where you want to be.
Take care.
Take it easy, Charlotte.
Bye.
See
ya.
Bye-bye.
She couldn't hang up fast enough.
Well, you're not kidding. She's bummed.
The caller's freaked her out a little bit.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, freaking her out.
Well, I mean, we warmed her up for anything a caller could say.
Oh, God,
but somebody
would
lose the bush. It's like, I mean, I don't understand why somebody would be offended by that. It's like, it's not even a feature that has much difference from person to person. It's not a feature to get pissed about.
I know it. Not at all. How can somebody that's so into being nude be so uptight about it to begin with?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It really is. Plus, I don't get this at all.
On her website, the only picture of her bush is a painting of, like, an artistic painting of her with
bush.
Her bush.
Really?
How I swear ridiculous. To God, yeah, there's no picture of her bush.
Why would anybody paint this nobody?
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, the only way they're gonna see her bush is if they ask to paint it. You know what I mean? Convince her it's some artistic venture, you know?
I gotta give the guy credit who came up with that one.
Yeah, really.
All right, well, that's Charlotte.
Yep.
And is it G-E-E when I say Charlotte? G-E-E.
Yep.
Yeah, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E, G-E-E, .net.
Like as in G, she's not showing her bush. There you go.